Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 72, recorded on February 26th, 2012. I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Eric Fullerton. And welcome back to another edition of the Shaft Podcast.
Yes, and we have some special guests with us here today.
Yes, we do.
And I would like to welcome our special guests, Mr. Basher and Mr.
Hello.
Remus.
And hello.
Basher and Remus from Bashcraft. Awesome.
Yeah.
Or the Bashiverse. Yeah?
Yeah. Bashiverse is our company. Bashcraft is our product.
Excellent.
Yes.
So do you ever get confused with your self-referential name?
All the time. All the time.
Every day. Every day.
Excellent.
And what do you call your fans?
Goonies.
Goonies. So, yeah. So that's how many other...
out of the movie.
Excellent.
Yeah. And how many other names do you have for stuff that you're not telling us?
Oh, man, you'll see them. They're coming up.
Yep.
I'll give you a hint. They all start with Bash.
I have them written down right here.
Oh, nice. Yep. Excellent.
We've got quite a few Goonies in the chat room, by the way. They showed up early, and they got really mad at us because we were running late.
Yeah.
I tweeted. I'm sorry. I'm like, we're starting. And they're like, where is this?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, a little overexcited.
Actually, I was going to call our Goonlings... Bashtards. But it was supposed to be like kind of like bastards, like the Inglorious Bastards, and then someone's
kinda
like,
sounds like
I'm
something.
A bashtard, and I'm like, wait, oh man, it makes it sound like I'm making fun of them and calling them retards. Crap. So I decided to go with Goonies.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
That's a safe.
And now we have sort of have Goonlings with Martin and his saplings.
Saplings.
And so there's like a little crossover there.
We call them Goonlings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So y'all are working on several projects right now. Why don't you go over them one by one? And I'd like some like citations and some notes and some cross references.
2 years later, everyone's dead.
I'm very busy. It may not look like it on the channel. It may look like we've given up. No. Very busy.
Well, the first thing that I think everybody listening is going to want to know about is episode 6 of Legend of Hobo. Most of you probably saw, the video we put out with, searching for a sound designer. But everything for the episode is done. We're even working on episode 7. Like, episode 7 is underway. We shoot tomorrow. We're just waiting on our sound design to be, all buttoned up for episode 6, and then we can release it.
Waiting on the sound.
What I will say, and this is a pretty big announcement, and I'm not ashamed to say we're taking a page out of Hat's playbook for this, trading plays back and forth, is that we're, from here on out, for the rest of the season, we're going to create episodes 7 through 12. Mm-hmm. Before we release them. So it's going to be a huge chunk of work, and then we'll release them on regular intervals. So
we were thinking about doing that to begin with, but then we were like, I don't know, I think we can do this. But obviously, we have to depend on people, and sometimes people let us down. So we're like, let's try to record them all back-to-back so we can release them consecutively. And then Hat Films Origins came, the trailer for it, which is amazing. You guys go see that. We were like, oh, cool, that's freaking awesome. They're doing what they were talking about at Minecon with us. And then we were watching the explanation for it, and they said they're doing that. And I'm like, Well, if they can do it, let's try it and see how it works. So, actually, Hat Films is a big inspiration to us because it's just like three of them, and they're pumping out good content quickly, and we haven't gotten the quickly down yet. We're really working on it. We have like 32 people on the team. There's three of them, and they're pumping out stuff. If we have 32 people, we should be able to
pump. I thought it was Dinosaur.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah, but they're divided into several teams. We have, the Legend of Hobo team. We have the server team that's like our peacekeepers and moderators, admins, and all that stuff. Yeah. And then we have the Dungeons and Ender Dragons team, which is another separate team headed up by this guy, these guys, Star Reaper and Particle Player, who are working to basically create a Dungeons and Dragons-esque Let's Play for us to play in Minecraft. They don't tell us anything about it. They go away and do all these secret things. And then
a never-ending adventure map is what's going to be happening.
Right.
And so, it's also it's parallel to Legend of Hobo.
It takes place in the world. Same world, yeah.
The world that Hobo lives in and these people who are in Dungeons and Ender Dragons is the world of Rune, which is another project we're working on at the moment.
Yeah, this is project three. So all this stuff is like interrelated. Rune was going to be like our we wanted to do like a role play server. But Rune is based on an MMO concept that we've had kicking around for at least 4 years now. And it's got all this lore and all this crazy stuff behind it. And we thought, and it's a pretty unique concept for a fantasy MMO. So we thought maybe, in the similar way that we used Minecraft as essentially a film studio with Legend of Hobo, why not try and use it like a software development kit for Rune? And with things like Spout, and APIs like that, we're going to be able to create a role-play world that is beyond anything people have seen before. And, people come onto the team and for that project, and we have about 8 programmers working almost tirelessly on this thing.
We've chose the same huge word.
High five, where are you? High five my camera. And they're working so hard. They're adding 15,000 new items to the Minecraft via Spout. They're adding, this huge 25,000 by 12,000 custom world.
What we're doing is a game within a game. It's kind of like what the Dota did with, Warcraft.
Yeah.
We're taking Minecraft and we're creating a game through that. Rune was actually, we were working on an MMO through the UDK before we started Legend of Hobo and stuff. Actually,
we were trying to do a combat prototype.
Because of Rune, we created a Legend of Hobo.
Yeah.
It's all interconnected. And then Legend of Hobo started getting huge, and we're like, well, why not integrate Hobo with the lore of this MMO that we were creating? And we did that, and we're like, why don't we just make the MMO inside of Minecraft? And we're like, okay, so, yeah.
And why don't we take our house and decorate it like the world of Rune? And then we can walk around with cameras, and the whole world will be our studio! I can see it now.
Good idea.
It's like reality.
Write that down. Hold on.
Yeah.
No, but Rune is
no,
there.
But
but I digress for you. I'm digressing for you. it's an intense project, and I think it's gonna. Hopefully, it'll make some waves with people. It's gonna be very interesting. But I wanted to mention that you guys are doing the Karast map now, which was made with a program called World Painter. I don't know if you guys know about that. Mm-mm. World Painter is the coolest program ever. And I want to give a shout out to Captain Chaos. He's the reason why Karast looks so beautiful and has those beautiful contours and everything is nice is World Painter. It's not Minecraft generation. It's this map generating top down program.
Yeah.
I recommend you guys check it out. Captain Chaos has been actually working with us to add features. He added a 256 height map well before Anvil was announced. Just for us, because we're doing that on Rune. And yeah, the other weird thing about Rune, of course, is that all this stuff that they're starting to announce, the upside down stairs, the top half slabs and stuff, is right out of our design docs. So it's just another thing we can cross off. It's great.
We're like, yes! They keep releasing notes on stuff that they're putting out.
The 256
Jeb is already talking about adding like
biomes,
hundreds of new blocks and stuff. And like all of it's from a freaking design doc. And we're like, who leaked this again?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
So speaking of things that were leaked, we had some special sponsors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a segue?
Yes. That I didn't say it was a good segue. Okay.
All right.
We have some special sponsors that went to our webpage and clicked on the sponsor link on theshaftpodcast.com and helped support the show, because we can't really do all this as well without the help of the people who support the show. And so our first sponsor is Chromie, who says, Eric,
today is a good day to chill.
Okay, and then
he's in the chat.
Agreed.
And then our next sponsor was Rannikins, who said, Basher,
what did he say, Basher?
Yep.
Are you at the dock?
Oh,
we put him on the spot. Oh my god.
Yeah,
we're on the spot.
We love doing this, by the way.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. So, and he's. So, I'm just going to.
What? Leave. What's happening? Where am I?
Okay. So, Rannikins, who said. And the next sponsor is Rannikins, who said. That's what Rannikins said. And the next sponsor is Rannikins.
Wow. It's like insane.
He's got a little weird face there, too.
I know. It's like a.
I'm not sure how he's making that face.
It's like an endless mirror. So, and then lastly, we have a special server sponsorship from Minecraft Omega. And
I see them. Okay. I found it. I'm so sorry.
It's under the part that says sponsors in big, huge letters.
Brilliant. Is a little confusing at times. Okay. Yes.
So Minecraft Omega says, come join our server at server.minecraftomega.com. See you there. So yeah, go check out
server.minecraftomega.com.
Yeah,
and if you're listening to this live in the chat room, join the server and say, hey, we just heard your server being announced on the show. They'll be like, whoa.
And then awesome. Come back and keep watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's more to come.
There is.
More to come. In fact, we got a little bit of this.
Our journeys.
So I'll go first because I didn't play a single bit of Minecraft this week.
You play a lot of Skyrim.
I made the fatal decision to try and finish Skyrim, and I thought I was close, and I wasn't. And so my Steam account, and I'm actually embarrassed of this, okay? My Steam account says I have put 174 hours into Skyrim. Now, I know that's a lie, because I've left it idling a lot while I go and, like, you know, like, do laundry, and then, you know, I'll be watching my kids and pass out on the couch and stuff. So I know I'm not really at 174 hours, but still, it's grotesque. So, but I did finish Skyrim this week, and that was the entirety of my gaming existence.
Did you get an ending, like credits and a cutscene and stuff?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well,
no, you keep playing.
Minecraft.
Why you keep doing the world.
Oh.
You win, and then you keep going.
Yeah.
So there's not an ending?
No, there's a climax to the story.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a main story.
There's a denouement.
You can choose to go on it or not.
Yeah, and then like you go back to the world and you can do anything that, like, if there's storylines that you wanted to do that you haven't done yet, you can keep going and keep doing them.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. You know. I mean, actually, me and Ray are huge Elder Scrolls fanatics. I mean, if you look behind me, there's the very first Elder Scrolls and the second Elder Scrolls and Skyrim. I mean, we're freaking fanatics of the whole series.
I see a dirt block back there, too. Are you into Minecraft?
In the dirt block. This game's okay. It's not very well known. This is signed by Notch. We actually won this because the Minecraft
Forums.net
had a contest for the best Minecraft video, and we won like by a landslide. We even beat up what was it called, that the
Last Minecart.
Last Minecart?
Wow.
Yeah, oh. We beat them, like, by a lot.
By more than double the votes.
Oh, wow. That was a digital corridor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. And we got corridor this, digital. Too, yeah. Which is the scroll for scrolls.
Scrolls!
That's impressive.
Yeah, and it's that's freaking awesome. But I digress. I'm so sorry.
So anyway, so I played Skyrim all this week. What did you do? Right. What did you do, Eric?
Me? What did I do this week?
You've been editing new videos.
Yeah, we got a new series called The Eye out, and that's where we're trapped in the TV, and we go, we span through different TV shows. It's pretty cool. It's a fun little map. It's pretty short, though. It'll probably end up being only like 4 episodes, but that's okay, because we are on to the next adventure.
Yeah.
This week, Crash 12 came out. One more episode left.
Yeah.
And then the very dramatic ending, which you'll see next week, hopefully.
Yay!
I don't edit these all. Like, I edit them, put it up, and then I'll edit the next one, put it up. So I don't edit them all at once, like we were talking before. Which would probably be a good idea, but... You know, I mean, if I did that, you wouldn't see another Crass for like 2 more weeks or something. Yeah. You know, no one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but
it's hard to get into that kind of groove, though. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. I like the rough cut from beginning to end, and then go in and do all the sound late, like, you know, after the fact, and then cut it up for pacing, and then
totally.
You know, choose my cliffhangers or whatever. Yeah. You know, like, okay, this would be a great place to end the episode. You know. So lots of editing there, and then also this week I saw that Bashcraft, those guys, they put out a video asking for a sound designer for Hobo, and the reason I saw it was because people started tweeting to me and saying, you know, hey, you should, you know, look at this video. Oh my God, they need a sound designer. And then all kinds of, like, we got comments on tons of our videos saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And,
really?
Yeah. And then a bunch of private messages and YouTube messages and emails. And we're like, what has happened? Something exploded somewhere.
Your creepy job application slimed all over our videos, man.
Well, we'll take your resume under consideration and get back to you is what will happen.
Yeah. So I watched the video, and I saw just under it just all these comments. DWP should do it. Oh my God, Eric Fullerton should do it. So
Dude, every freaking comment we wrote, we're like, wow, those guys. Yeah, right. They're not gonna be.
they're not. Well, my first thought was, when are they gonna have time? And when
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, why would they want to help us?
I was actually happy to see that people like knew who we were. Like, all these comments and stuff on your thing. I mean, you guys get a ton of hits, a lot more than we do. And it was just all these comments. DWP, man, they did Karast. And I'm just like, where are all these people? Like, are they watching the videos that we put out? Because we don't get many hits. I know. So, like, I don't understand.
That's weird, too, because, like, your stuff is great. Oh, my God. Like, the Galel, we quote that every single day. Every day. I mean, that's our greeting. Every time we go into the trail with the team, and we're like, hey, everyone. And everyone's like, hey, brother. And I'm like, brother, Galel. We're like, okay, guys. We got to get this video started.
That's funny.
We do it all the time. We love. And then, of course, we started like, holy crap, they got so much other stuff. And it's just as good. And we're like going through and stuff. Why don't these guys have more hits? What is going on?
So, Goonies, you need to check this stuff out.
Seriously.
That's
why
awesome.
Why are you here?
Well, that's cool. So basically that happened this week. And of course we'll talk after it. I'd like to know some details, some workflows and stuff like that. And I'm still totally not against doing some sound work and stuff for you guys. I think it'd be really cool. So we'll talk, like, you know, we'll talk about it after the show.
Awesome. And,
Awesome.
And I guess that's really about it for me. You know, just a lot of editing and stuff. Not much time for just playing, you know.
Yeah. It's a suck job, just saying.
So what have you guys been up to this week?
Ray?
Well, I finished putting the finishing touches on the promotional trailer for this movie we're doing, Heartland.
Yes.
I think maybe we talked about it a little bit at MineCon.
Yeah,
I don't know if I gave you one of those fancy cards. The trailer, it turned out really well. The crew's seen it. The Kickstarter backers have seen it, and they're very happy with it. So I think we're releasing it via IGN. They're going to get an exclusive couple of days with it.
Nice.
Because they're helping us with the channel and stuff. So, so we'll know tomorrow about that. But I was just putting the finishing touches on that, playing a little bit on the Rune Light server under my secret identity alias that nobody knows it's me. Which is lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it's
Don't say it.
Sorry.
Elite Dinosaur 45. Is that you?
I get questions all the time. So are you so and so on the team? I know you're on the team. I'm like, nope. Keep guessing. but Rune Light is our little PvP roleplay server before the real Rune project lands, and it's doing great.
People are loving
it. Ever since we launched it, we've had at least 100 people on average, playing.
Yeah.
So it's a very hardcore experience, but it's a lot of fun.
Wow.
And excellent. I've been doing pretty much the same thing. I've been playing some Just Cause 2 because my back went out and I couldn't really do much, and I didn't really want to do much work because it would tick me off. And so I was like, what can I do where I'm just sitting here moving my thumbs? So I plugged in my 360 controller and was playing some Just Cause. And it was great.
Just Cause
and,
1 or 2?
2.
I need to finish that game.
It's a fun game.
One's
shocked.
One's all right, but 2 is like just, they did such a good job on it.
I remember Just Cause 1 when I first went to E3. It was like 2004. It was the year that all the new consoles got announced, and 2004 or 2005. And Just Cause 1 was like one of the NVIDIA demos. I was like, this looks so dumb. And then I played it. It was like really actually fun when it finally came out. And then Just Cause 2 was just amazing. Like the size of the world.
Oh, so good.
Just flying over it in a helicopter is beautiful.
Yeah, and then, of course, if I wasn't doing that, I was on Rune Light under my secret alias that really isn't that secret.
Everybody knows your secret.
Yeah. So,
Lee Dinosaur 43?
Yeah, that's him.
it's not Basher. I don't know how they guess it's me, though. Obviously not. But we have our own city and stuff, and it's pretty intense, and now that we're getting even deeper into Legend of Hobo and dedicating more time into it, we don't have time to log on. But every time we do, we're like, oh, look, somebody left the door to the base open. Oh, wow, we've been raided. Shock. Oh, goodness us.
We got robbed again.
Yeah, we were robbed again. So it's like, oh,
sometimes they're still in the base and we get to kill them. That's fun. That's
that
always
is fun.
A good time.
That's the best time ever. But that's what I've been doing.
Well, the other thing I was doing was doing some consulting. We were doing some consulting with our friends over at this place called Necropology.com. And these guys are working with us on Heartland, and they're basically our zombie advisors. And what they are is, I think you guys would get a kick out of this, they're like PhD physicists, straight up geniuses, except they've devoted a lot of their scientific method to the study of zombies. The theoretical study of zombies. And these guys, Dave and Bob Mador, they've been helping us sort of construct a very believable and realistic zombie behavior and all that kind of stuff. And ever since working with them, I've started to look at all of the zombie movies and games that I've loved so much and just
they
been like,
suck.
This is just wrong. Like, what is wrong?
They screwed
God,
up.
They screwed
God,
up.
Don't
they
you want to be real up. With your zombie game?
I know.
Jeez.
You gotta get in there. Come on.
But we're serious. It's like, we
it's
cannot,
science
like,
in your
even
zombies.
Before these guys stepped in, though, it's like, oh my God, every time I see a zombie running, it's just like, it makes me kind of sick to my soul whenever I see.
But wait a minute. Let me stop.
Well,
you there, this is important.
There is zombies that can run, but for a very limited amount of time.
This is the age-old debate between runners and walkers. You guys know what we're talking about, right?
Slow zombies and fast zombies.
Right.
Yeah.
The debate makes no sense.
Both.
It's the Chewbacca defense. It makes no sense. Slow zombies are often called Romero zombies, right? But the first zombie in Night of the Living Dead charges at that girl when she gets in the car.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And
speed.
uses an object to throw at the window.
Uses an object. Yeah.
So
uses a rock.
So everything that people have named Romero zombies is completely wrong.
It's invalid.
So this is the most interesting thing about the genre. The interesting thing about that is that it's all in people's heads. There's not like a written book on like vampires, you know? Vampires are supposed to sparkle, right?
So, that's a law.
Everybody knows this. And but when it comes to zombies, everybody thinks there's a book, but there isn't yet. But we're freaking writing that with our movie. We're making this law.
That's right.
When we're freaking going to pound this law into the stones and everything.
It depends on how long they've been decaying.
Yep.
Some of them can run.
Zombie,
some of them can't.
They can run. They'll
move as fast as they can.
The opposition hasn't really kicked in that much. They can run, but the second that starts to kick in, they start to congeal the blood and everything, and their muscles start to decay.
Well, okay.
They can run. I'm
sure they can use their imagination struggling for a lot of that stuff.
Oh, sorry. Is this gross?
This is Child's Play.
Dead Workers Party, they should know about this stuff.
What these guys, right, Bob and Dave, have been doing. You guys should definitely check out necropology.com. They literally, it's like dissertations, like
I mean,
physics
right next
dissertations.
To me? Look at this crap.
It's so awesome.
I am ready. Look at this.
Look at this crap. Monster.
Right here.
Oh, World War Z.
Yeah.
They're making a movie.
Right. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, they are. We know. Yeah.
They are.
We wanted
they're
going to do it good. What's weird is it's
not
Max Brooks, Mel Brooks' son.
Yeah.
You'd think that Mel Brooks would make a movie.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious. Freaking World War Z with Mel freaking Brooks.
Yeah.
Alive. John
maybe he's
Cannon
got a cameo.
Alive. Oh,
maybe he's a so very great. Funny old zombie.
Yoda?
In World War Z. Oh no!
Hey, what? I bet World War Z is available in audiobook form.
Hey,
it is, and it's very freaking good. Mark Hamill's in it. Like tons of celebrities are in
audio
form. And Audible. Man, if I would have gotten it, I would have gotten it from audible.com.
Yeah,
wait.
Yeah,
I did actually. I have it from Audible.
And actually,
awesome. Anyway,
if any of our listeners want to get it from audible.com. They can go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and sign up for a free trial. They'll get 14 free days with Audible. And if they decide to say subscribe for $14.95 a month, they will get one free credit towards another audiobook with over 100,000 titles. You get a free subscription to the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. There's all kinds of behind the scenes stuff. And there you have it. So you should go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and check out World War Z.
Yes,
that's right.
That's enough time to listen to World War Z and then realize that you want to listen to more stuff. I'm not kidding.
That's
Audible's freaking awesome. Love
I actually, I will say that I have found myself to be very busy in the past couple of years, and that's not a brag, but I use Audible a lot, actually. I'm very busy and important, and my Skype is a veritable who's who of Minecraft celebrities. Being able to listen to a book, I rarely ever have time to devote to actually reading a book, and what I'll say about Audible
you
is
can't
this.
Read.
Right? Yeah. The spoken, a lot of people who are like, you know, into books and stuff, they look down upon audiobooks. But remember,
isn't that weird?
That the spoken word was the first form of narrative communication.
That's a good
dude
point.
Up on a hill telling a story. Everybody sat around and listened. That was it. That was movies. That was everything. That was games. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last remnant of the most ancient form of storytelling. Audible.com.
I wonder if we can get Legend of Hobo on Audible. That'd be awesome.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Nice.
We should try that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
The Shaft, episode 72, show notes, read by Wes Wilson.
It's riveting.
I know.
I would do it. Yeah. 14 days. Put all of your shows up. I'll listen.
Yes.
Speaking of riveting.
Yes, yeah, speaking of riveting. Really? Speaking of riveting?
Yeah.
Okay, why not? Yeah, let's do it then, right? Should I hit the button on the bumper?
Yeah.
Have I said too much?
Yes.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Riveting news and updates. Like I said, it's riveting.
Yeah. Nice.
That's true.
All right.
So, despite some self-depreciative stuff from Esther Golly, Minecraft passed 5 million in sales last week.
That's retarded.
5 million.
That's good. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad.
You know something weird? I have a really good friend who is a huge gamer, and he just bought a copy like the other day.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, how could you have waited this long? It just doesn't make any sense.
No, I just bought my fourth copy the other day.
I have like 8 copies. Actually, it was funny. I was just before this, I was out to eat at a bar, and this guy was freaking talking about Minecraft. I'm like, what? This is weird. some guy in his like 50s was sitting at the bar talking about. Yeah, I got
this. You guys
game
do something with NPR
Minecraft
about
or
it?
Something?
You
like,
guys
what?
Were like. Teaching an NPR guy to
I actually got interviewed by by an NPR guy, and me and Lydia and Paul Soares showed him how to play, and then I walked him around our server and showed him some big stuff. But that that piece hasn't aired, and I don't know when it will. So
Minecraft is blowing up, guys.
Yep,
it's not just for us nerds anymore.
Speaking
like
of,
well on the beach, watch
hey.
Out for the chunks.
And almost in a weird twist of fate, Lydia's in the chat room. So, hi, Lydia.
Oh, hey, Lydia.
Hi, Lydia. We saw her at MineCon and Favorlock. If you guys
dyed his hair
who
pink.
He is. Yeah, we were next to him, and he was like, we went up to his room, and he was like, hey, guys, his hair was just like bright pink. And we're like, what happened to your head? He goes, oh, it's for Minecraft, Jake. And we're like, oh, okay. We're just like, what? He's the Make-A-Wish Foundation kid who was up on stage, and he won that freaking awesome expo. We're so jealous.
He's one of Bibbles' I'm sorry. Bebop Vox. That's what I call Bebop. Bibbles.
Bibbles. Bibbles.
It's his rapper name. K Bibbles.
K Bibbles.
So go on his channel and tell him his name is K Bibbles.
K Bibbles.
Call him K Bibbles.
He's one of the admins on Bebop's server, and now he's helping us out too. He comes in. He does some mod work too with us, which is great. He's a good guy.
Additionally, we had a snapshot come out this week, although we were busy. We didn't get to cover it this week because you guys were filming some real live action video.
Yeah.
But this is snapshot 12W08A with iron golems and upside down stairs and some and
you cave golem. Generation fixes.
Yeah.
Those golems, they're based off of an anime, the castle one in the sky. What's it called?
Oh, are they?
I can't remember. Yeah, it's actually based off of an anime. Thinking about doing a short clip on the golem, actually. I started writing down a little
Spoilers.
Short clip. No, I'm not telling them what we're doing in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you are. You were about to.
Yeah.
Man, well, that's funny. You all should go to
I rein you in.
Sorry, I got nervous.
Well, that's weird. No. We were going to do one, too.
Yeah.
That's weird. And guess what? Someone else has already done one, and we'll talk about it in sightings. But
yeah.
I think everybody's really digging the Iron Golem. Like, it's really...
At first, I was like, wait, they look like one of those robots from, like, Judge Dredd.
Yeah, kind of.
They do. Oh, cool. They do.
I was like, what do they do? They're just standing there. And then a zombie went near, and like, threw his hands in the air, and it, like, threw him in the air, and we were all like, what? That is awesome. He's actually throwing things. It's so cool.
Yeah, his arms are cool. They're like Enderman arms.
Yeah.
You know, like, all long and crazy.
Can't help to think about Legend of Hobo when he starts holding the red flower out. We're like, man,
we
that
were
reminds
like,
me
wait.
Of Hobo. Did they steal that? What? But it's super cool that they do the flower thing. We love that to death.
Yeah.
I love flowers. I love them.
I like flowers so much. Seriously, they're so cool.
Well, when Rune comes out, you'll know why Hobo was collecting flowers.
Okay. Well, cool.
Nice.
What? That's not a spoiler. I don't even know what he's talking about. What?
What,
the upside down stairs thing? And he's talking about having half slabs and stuff too.
That's so good.
In like yep. later day is yeah. like so cool for builders. Like, oh, just so great. It excites the crap out of us.
Yeah.
Ew,
yeah,
we're gross. Working with we're working with Fire UK on Rune. They're going to be building our starter cities, and we also have this other guy, Block Fortress. I don't know if you know him, but he's like one man Fire UK. He's amazing. You guys should check out Block Fortress on
Block
YouTube.
Fortress.
But he's incredible. But his he was showing me just experiments he was doing with the upside down stairs, and I was just like, this is probably the best addition I've seen to Minecraft building wise. It was incredible. So versatile.
Oh.
So
I haven't seen one single thing using them. So yeah, I need to get on that.
Well, don't you open your eyes, they're everywhere, man.
No.
Man, you're behind. Why don't you go play some Skyrim?
Oh, you call yourself journalists or
journalists, do we?
In private.
To ourselves.
Journalists, guys. We're doing it.
So Daniel Kaplan released a bit of news on the next update for Minecraft Pocket Edition. We'll provide a link to that. The next update isn't known yet, but it is going to have some bug fixes, including the one where, like, if you're on fire and you die, you stay on fire when you come back to life.
Good.
So, yeah.
That's
about time.
Right? Working as intended.
No, it won't.
Yeah. I hope that's put into Minecraft.
I do hope they're fixing there was a problem or something with the latest snapshot where caverns disappeared? Something like that.
They
fixed it? Okay.
Yeah. That's one good thing about the snapshots. Like, you can always, like, since they're not fully out yet, you know, you can always fix the stuff.
Absolutely.
Also, Jeb announced on Twitter that he has proposed to his girlfriend, 242 Girl.
Oh, snap!
Oh,
I saw the picture of the ring.
He's so copping off Notch.
He thinks he's Notch now. It's charge in Minecraft.
He took his job over, didn't he?
Yeah.
So
yep.
I mean,
yeah.
why not? Yep. It's like
single white female at Mojang. Single white coder.
No, that's awesome. That's freaking awesome. Well, they're in positions now where it's like, why not? You know, we can afford it, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I wasn't going to marry you, but
we got this.
Yeah.
Now we're set. Let's do this.
Stability.
Yeah. Yep.
And then did she say yes?
She did say yes.
Good.
She did.
She said no.
Or else why would we?
I know. He proposed to his girlfriend, and she said no.
Sorry to say. On to
Hooray,
the next
congratulations,
thing.
Jeb. Oh, yay. She said no.
Oh. And the next Minecraft update, just one dead lady.
Nice.
Added to villages.
Well, that's good stuff. So we end on that note, and we're on to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
<I'm> so, sorry.
So this one here has no bumper, so we'll all have to create one in real time.
Yeah.
Listener contributions. None of this matches, but we'll keep singing anyway.
Contributions.
From listeners.
From listeners. Just like you, and you, and you. Okay.
Eating rainbow.
Let's see here. So the first one we got up here is from Serene.
Yes.
And it says, Dear Shafters, Shafties, Shafley, Shaftless, Shaftlets,
Shaftles,
Shaftles, Shaftles.
I prefer to think of us as Shaftonites.
Shaftonites?
Yes.
That's a good one, too. So you should have one of your episodes, 75 or 100 maybe, in game. You would build a set and have your quest and maybe have some of your sponsors
guest.
Come in.
That's a G.
Have some of your guests. I like quests better, but okay, we have some guests too.
Have some of your quests.
Your quest, should you choose to accept it, is to interview this guest.
So we have some guests and some sponsors come on into the game area. Okay, the sponsor area when you read their audio files. Okay, so they're in game, and yeah. So that's pretty wild and wacky. I think mainly this show is for audio.
Yeah,
I mean that's the main thing. We get a lot of people downloading this show on their iPods and Androids and stuff like that.
Androids,
they're mandroids.
Yeah,
and
they're mandroids.
What he's saying is that this that you're watching right now, it doesn't matter.
Right. So the video that we're recording right now, and this is on YouTube. We may get just a few thousand hits, but really we'll get tens of thousands of hits. We'll literally get 12 people listening to this show.
Yes.
No. So I think all of the effort making the video portion of it really cool and in-game will kind of get lost. And so, I mean, it's a cool idea. It sounds really fun, but, you know, I don't know. I'd rather put more effort into the audio and do something more wacky or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Make it
a
musical.
You can definitely still hear our beards, though, which is good.
Yes. Yes, and if you're watching this, all of us have beards.
Yes.
All four of us.
Our beards are audible.
We got a comment.
Download at audible.com.
We got a comment on one of our videos like, why do all Americans have beards?
Oh, really?
We're awesome. Come on.
Well, I have a little secret.
Why doesn't the rest of the world? My
deep, dark secret?
What?
No, don't tell them or you will be not cool anymore.
I'm not American.
Oh, you did it. He's Jamaican.
This is an exclusive. I'm from Jamaica, yeah.
Really?
No, I was born in England. I'm a British citizen. I have a green card.
Sweet.
No immigration, but I'm still not an American citizen.
Got a blue, red, and
white
card.
Oh,
cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not cool. Not cool anymore.
Yep.
Ruined. Ruined.
So our next listener contribution comes from ATF2012. They're after us, man.
After the flag,
yeah.
2012. Alcohol, tobacco, firearms.
Yeah. So, and the question is, if you could add any achievement to the game, what would it be?
Hmm.
Does anyone here actually pay attention to in-game achievements?
No.
But now I get wood all the time.
But do you get an achievement for it?
Yeah.
Maybe an achievement for losing wood.
Hey.
Like when the first time you. Put wood down or something?
Where are you going with
achievement
this?
Get what are wood you... lost.
That's not an achievement.
No more wood.
Yeah. No, I don't ever pay attention to the achievements, so I don't really. I mean, they annoy me more than anything. Yeah.
Well, they always pop up. You know,
I'm not an achievement kind of person, but like.
I don't
understand why it keeps popping up, honestly. I don't know if that's a bug, because every time I go into any multiplayer server or something, it's like, you know, open up your inventory.
I don't
really want to right now.
Yeah.
They're kind of silly, but I think there should be an achievement for turning achievements off.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, I think it'll all be cool when they do the like the cloud-based saving of maps and achievements.
That would be cool, yeah.
And all the stats and stuff, like how far you've walked, how many times you've jumped, and all that stuff.
That kind of stuff is cool.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff.
The long-term stuff.
Information,
We had that on our first server before Legend of... Our 1.3 server.
Yeah.
I mean, Basher had an alpha server before we were even working together, but...
I was actually in way back in the day... When there was just creative just mode and they just started doing multiplayer stuff, we had the third biggest server in the world.
On 1.3, we had
the archive.
We had a log, and we could see what everyone was doing and who they were killing. And we had one person on the server that killed like more than 20
slaughtered
the 20 people below them. Oh, wow. Why is my screen white all of a sudden?
Windows was being an idiot. Okay, it's back. Okay.
Stupid Windows.
I thought it was something I did. But
are you still there? Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, that's what it asked me if I was still here.
You can't hear us?
Pretty odd.
Are you still listening? Would you like to listen to some more music?
Would you like to know more?
Citizens are doing their part, but the funny thing is, the person who was slaughtering so many people on our server is now on our team. We're like, that was awesome. You're like a slayer of people. Join us.
They were like, I have no talent. And we were like, we don't care. You kill a lot of people.
You kill so many. Yeah. You're like Genghis Khan of the team.
So achievement. And it's kill everyone.
Yeah.
No, that we'll call that the Highlander. It'll be awesome. Ah, you have to have a quickening. Is that too old for most of our audience? Sorry.
No, it's not. You're fine.
IMDb, guys.
Okay, good.
IMDb.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
While you're at it, type in Heartland 2013.
Actually, that reminds me. I can't make a lot. When I write Legend of Hobo episodes, a lot of the jokes in the episodes will go over most of our audience. Like, it sucks so much. So I have to go over the jokes again. Like, too old.
Couple of
too
references. Old.
Way too 80s. To 70s. 1920s joke? Really? What am I doing?
How old am I?
Hey, I did an Eat at Joe's joke on one of our latest videos. So. Right.
I heard that.
Really? Right. Yes. That. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I thought of, though? What? A Mighty Wind. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but I just made
the
one.
The guy has the song E at O's because of the...
Oh, yeah.
It's like such a cheesy song. I was like, aw.
Nice. So our last listener contribution is from Igniotic, and he says, "Hey, Brent, Eric, and Wes, I've just started a new Minecraft survival series. I was wondering if you had any ideas on how I can get some more publicity on it. That would be great. I'm sure I'm not the only one wanting this. Thanks a lot, guys. Love the show. If we could figure out how to get publicity on our videos, we would surely share it with you."
Yeah, he could have at least attached a link. That might have been that would be advice number one. When you write anything like this, attach a link to it,
because show then us the person is, will
click on it and be like, oh, and maybe they'll do it on a live podcast.
What you just did is part of it, yeah, but part the link would help a lot more. But another thing is persistence is a huge factor in stuff like that. Even if you're not getting that many views, just who cares? Just keep going and going and going.
Bash,
How long
were you doing Let's Plays before Legend of Hobo?
Oh my gosh. Legend of Hobo wasn't first freaking try at YouTube. So 2.5 years, I got maybe 7,000 subscribers, if even. And then one episode of Legend of Hobo, within 3 days, we had 21,000 subscribers. And I was like, screw that channel. I'm done with that channel. And
delete.
Definitely.
If something's not working, after you do like 10 episodes or so, well, networking. No matter how much you hate Twitter, no matter how much you hate Facebook and all that kind of stuff, you have to use it. You have to work it. That's unfortunately a big part of our world now. If you don't like it, like me, I'm trying so hard to like it. Yeah. But networking is a huge factor. You need to blitz your stuff. When you do something like that, throw it up on forums. Hey, guys, look at what I did. Don't be ashamed of that stuff either. You need to throw it out there.
You got to have a little bit of pride, and you got to sort of say to yourself, I'm not advertising. I want to share this with people. I want to.
Yeah. You're working hard to entertain others.
If I'm not entertaining others. There are some people, who say, I'm just doing it for myself, and I'm doing it for fun. But
we're entertainers. Upload it, though.
That's
a lie.
The reason why we make movies, the reason why we make YouTube stuff is to bring joy. Well, not necessarily joy, sometimes fear and tears, but some level form of emotion to other people. So, I've always said about the movies we're making, I want this to reach the widest audience possible. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a studio film or anything. Heartland is an indie movie, but I definitely wanted to get out there and be a success and reach as many people as possible. Even if people don't understand it, I want them to at least see it and be able to say, I don't get that, or I hate that, or that sucks. A real good example, I think, is actually Martin in the Littlewood. His persistence, he's only been going a year. Well, I say only, that's not an insubstantial amount of time. But his stuff is consistently good, consistently high quality.
Huge inspiration and he's, to us.
He was a huge inspiration to us when we started, pushing into the Minecraft realm. And, that's your role model. I don't want to speak badly about Legend of Hobo. I don't think that's what I'm doing. But Legend of Hobo was like an overnight success.
Wait, it was a fluke. We got lucky.
And thank you to Captain Sparkles, Bebop Vox, and who's the other guy?
Actually, Bebop Vox. It's funny. Bebop Vox at the time was like, "Hey, I mentioned you on my show. If you could give me a shout out." He only like at the time 5,000 subscribers when we had 25,000, and we're like, "Yeah, well, sure, we'll give you a shout out." And we did it, and just and he just freaking flies by us, and we're like, "Hey, Bebop, could you give us a shout out?" it was so funny. Yeah. It's weird.
That's awesome.
But Lydia actually came up said something. It's when you're networking and stuff, don't spam the crap out of it and be annoying.
Yeah,
you have to have some tact about it. Yeah.
So you have to treat it professionally.
I do have one other recommendation. To get your to really promote your videos and get them out there, ponies.
Everybody loves ponies.
Ponies. Yeah.
Put some My Little Ponies in there, and your video will be a viral hit instantly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, another thing is you need to. Well, this is actually a serious thing, but more.
Unlike
ponies.
What he said.
No, more both. Ponies. No. Make sure, how far do you want to go with this? It's like, are you planning on being big with this kind of thing? Or, it really depends on how far you want to go. The equipment matters. Get a good mic, you know? Yeah. Be energetic when you start your show. Like right now, chugging me some energy drink, I mean, that's just part of it. You got to be awake.
Chemical alteration to your body is necessary.
However many views you're getting, imagine all of those people sitting in one room with you on stage, sitting at your computer, watching you play a game. You need to think about it like that. So you need to realize, oh man, I got to be entertaining and I got to be on the ball with this. We've seen a lot of Let's Players and stuff that just start, you know, hey guys, well,
I'm sick.
I'm kind of sick right now, but I'm gonna play this map here. It's like no. You gotta smack yourself and wake up and entertain, because that's what you're doing. You're entertaining people.
Yeah. And what Let's Plays do you watch where the people are like boring and depressed? You know.
I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't watch those.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So okay.
Oh, that was your point. I thought.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah.
What ones do you watch that suck?
Yeah.
None.
The second one.
Exactly.
All right, so we heading into this. Yeah!
Excavation Station.
Yeah.
So.
Man, I love Excavation those.
Station.
Yep.
I love those.
So our first recommendation our Excavation Station idea comes from Granny Fillmore.
Granny.
Okay, before we get started on this, I wanted to say that this is a disclaimer. By submitting your ideas on here today, it is perfectly possible that they might end up in Rune.
Uh-huh. AKA, we're going to steal it.
We probably won't credit you, but you will know that your idea has contributed to the greatest thing in Minecraft ever.
So. We might just spit all over your name and likeness.
Yep. So our first recommendation for Excavation Station is from Granny Fillmore, and it's for mob spawner changes. And the idea is, first off, if you mine a spawner with a diamond pickaxe, you get 2 to 5 spawn eggs for that mob.
Oh hey, it would make mob spawners not useless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
be nice.
And is this, are we talking about in
actually, that would be interesting. Because if you do that, you can take them back and make like a farm thing going.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah. This is survival mode? You're right. Because how do you get an egg in survival?
You can't.
Right.
So, yeah.
So this is creative.
Okay. Well, in that case, no, it's not going in Rune. Sorry. Next. That's my criteria. That's
are we deciding if it's one in Rune or not?
No, I'm just.
Does that get one of those? All right. Well,
I don't know. I think it's interesting just because it has something to do with freaking mob spawners.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why you would use a diamond pick in creative mode.
No, this isn't a that's just it. Yeah. Well, in creative mode, you can just get the eggs.
It's a way to get eggs in survival mode, probably.
You need a mod to allow those eggs to appear in survival mode. I'm not sure whether that would require some sort of... But anyway, if we're talking about hypothetical things that Mojang could do, they could do anything they wanted. So, yes, that sounds about right.
And then the second part of the recommendation was if you mine a spawner with the Silk Touch enchantment on your pick, it should spawn the same mob that it spawned at the time of being mined.
Oh. Okay.
I don't really know.
The most confused face possible.
Yeah. Silk Touch does is that if you mine a block, it will drop the block that was being mined. In other words, if you mine stone, you get cobblestone, and you have to bake the cobblestone to get stone.
Yeah.
But if you use Silk Touch, you get stone when you mine it.
Right.
So the idea is if you mine the spawner, it spawns the same. In other words, basically.
Oh, I see.
Turns the spawner into the mob.
It's a particular spawner. It's not
Wouldn't
a random spawner.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So anyway,
when you put it down
Couldn't
again.
You
Sorry.
Just wait a couple seconds.
I don't know if you can hear that, but I'm under
spawn?
Arrest.
Yes.
Complex.
I live in Los Angeles. It's a lot of cops.
I like the first part of this. Not sure about that second part.
I'm still. Is this complicated or do we already?
Well, basically, when
out?
You put down a spawner, it's a random spawner, right?
Right.
Right.
So.
Is that correct?
This means that when you mine it with Silk Touch, you get the spawner that it was doing when you mined it.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
I only like that because it requires you to have. It's not like a cheat mod. It requires you to have certain prerequisites to do that. We're very into like hardcore stuff at the Bashiverse.
Yeah, we like things to have upsides and downsides, so we understand.
Yes, everything needs that balance.
So, do you want to read this next one? Because it's right up your alley.
Who?
You?
Me? Oh.
Who's alley?
Who's alley are you talking about?
Diagon alley!
Colored Lamps, submitted by Thunder Pumpkin. Colored Great lamps. Name, by the way. I really like it. I don't know. I like this one. Okay. Yeah, I'll take it.
Well, that
should I keep
good.
Read it out loud for the other people who are listening to the show?
Let's see. Good idea. Okay, next.
It says, I think that the new lamps should be colored by putting colored wool over the lamps and the crafting bench. Thanks. Love the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
So so the lamps we're talking about are the redstone lamps, right?
Yeah,
right.
The new ones, yeah.
And we have how many colors? 16.
Enough to care.
16
One?
Colors.
What?
Okay.
White,
so
right?
That's not bad.
Right,
I've been doing a lot of stuff with like permutations of items and stuff, hence why we have 15,000 new items in Rune. So 15 new items, not bad.
Yeah.
Actually, that would be very cool.
We do. This feature is already in Rune. So, sorry.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So our He's next one, does somebody else want to read this next one?
Oh, I'll read it. It's from Rotten 4 and it's Sticky Minecarts. That sounds...
I like this
Gross.
One.
Gross. Like, why would you... Oh, okay. Minecart's made with a slime ball. I don't like it already because you'd have to kill a slime.
Oh,
Minecart's made with a slime ball in each of the upper corners. They would stick to any other kind of minecart placed next to them. Ooh, you could make a train. That's
and
cool.
That's what the next part says.
Oh, yeah. Stop reading, heck, that's ruining everything. Just
spoilers.
God. The second part of Spoiler that warning. Is you could use this. Listen to this. This is cool. Don't interrupt, okay? You can use this, get this, to make trains. Huh?
Trains?
For transporting many people at once and avoiding death. Or loose carts on the tracks.
Wow.
That's actually really smart because...
Are those synonyms?
I have a... Yes. Loose carts on the tracks and death? Yes, those are synonyms. We've had a mine cart, system
problem.
Between farm and city. It's a death trap.
People, for random reasons, just jump off in the middle of the track. Like, on our server, we have huge cart systems that go to the cities, different cities. And I'm, like, riding it. I'm like, this is great. I can't believe our community built this. Then, boom, and then it's over. Because someone left a minecart down. So restart. I support this. This is great.
Give me liberty or give me minecart on the rails.
I like the, I like this idea. I have a feeling it would cause unseen glitches in some way.
People
but
would have minecarts stuck together with like one little minecart sized space. Like,
would there be like
going
a
across
limit?
The whole map
or could you like, have like a just minecart forever?
Like a 10 miles
all
of just
the way
minecarts stuck
the
together.
Yeah, but that would be really cool because then you could build one giant loop of minecarts. And then just like it could be an endless train of minecarts that you just hop in and it's like it's on power track, so it's always running in circles and you just, you know.
Yeah, dude, roller coasters
now I love
would be
it.
Like roller coasters. Like a whole lot
yeah, like
of
people
in
the
in
thing
and
everybody.
Yeah, totally. I don't know.
Now we need a camera mod to take our pictures. We're coming down the big dip.
So yeah,
so could,
I like it.
When
job,
you're sitting
job,
in one, could you right click the one adjacent and would you sit in that one?
Well, I think you'd probably
so you could kind of travel.
I think you'd have to get out of the cart.
People would
yeah, I guess so.
People would be on a train going somewhere and they'd just be out of boredom. So
yeah, yeah. Keep right clicking. I mean, you might as well just walk.
That sounds entertaining.
Yeah.
I like it. Good job, Rotten Four. I like that one.
Yeah.
You want to do this next one?
Who?
Who's you?
You.
You,
me?
Rainbow.
Okay.
Yes.
Ray.
More structure options submitted by Raider Guy.
Bored.
okay, so before this starts, I'm thinking just off the top of my head, more structure options.
Don't
what,
say something
what
about
what could he be talking about? No, I'm not. I wonder. Okay, so here we go. I think you should be able to decide which structures you actually want to have generated when making a new world. Maybe you don't want villages, which make the game way too easy in in your world, but still want mineshafts and strongholds, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Also, not finished, maybe you could decide how frequently they're generated, just to an extent, not too many.
Not too many. Well, I like
I didn't listen to myself. What was that about? Let me actually read it.
No, I agree that villages kind of make it a little easier. But I'm one of those kind of people that if you give too much freedom, then it doesn't feel like a game anymore. It's just kind of,
yeah.
I don't know. I like yeah. the restriction. But I can see like if you're going to do something creative, then yeah, you can choose those kind of perimeters. But survival-wise, I don't know.
Hmm. I don't know. We talked about this last show too about how villages really affect people that are playing the game, and they really don't at all.
I don't see how they do
unless you just happen to stumble upon one, and
well,
then
it's, yeah,
if
it's,
you're willing
it
to
depends
actually
on the
live
player
with the testificates. Yeah. I wouldn't be personally. I would want to be pretty far away from those people. I think they're very loud and they smell. And they you can never see.
And they never shut up when you beat on the wall.
You can't see their hands. They could be holding a dagger. It's very untrustworthy.
Yeah, yep.
Like dagger.
So our next one is from Zane Sineska, and Zane says wants jack-o'-lantern helmets. I think you should be able to wear a jack-o'-lantern as a helmet. It would have the same view as a pumpkin, but it would light up the area around
but
you.
But it would blind you.
And burn you? Would it do damage over time?
Face on fire.
It'd be a very delicious
You have to cut
helmet.
Off your head and place the head of Vecna upon your head.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people don't realize the jack-o'-lantern is supposed to be simulating a candle inside of the pumpkin.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be
where
inconvenient.
Your brain would be. Yeah.
Well, but then again, I mean, jack-o'-lanterns will illuminate underwater. So they're not really
oh, that's true.
A carved pumpkin with a candle in it.
No, maybe, like, it is. That's just
that's
Minecraft
metagaming.
Come on.
I thought it was like lined with waterproof LEDs inside. Is that not right?
Yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
Could be one of those.
In that case, you can totally wear it.
But then wouldn't that screw with your vision? Like if it turns night, you can't see crap, and it's like just bright inside the helmet.
Yeah.
I think we're overthinking this.
I think you are too.
Great idea.
That's all we do, though.
That's true. That's true.
And this last one, would you like to read this, Eric?
Redstone Fence Posts by Torrenth. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of R's.
No, it's Torimph.
Torimph.
Oh, okay.
I think that the new redstone lights, you should be able to make a fence post with a redstone wire in the center of it, making it like real wiring. this way,
yeah.
This way, city lighting for towns and villages are more organized than random torches and glowstone blocks everywhere. Right, right, right. Okay.
I think they already are pretty organized. I've seen a lot of. We have some cities on our server that have that thing that down.
Oh yeah.
Down pat.
We force our server to go with like more realism than anything.
Yeah.
And. They get pretty. I mean, it's
no fun.
I guess you have to get really like into the organization of it all. But it, right now, it's pretty organized lighting wise.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I think I understand. I think this has to do with the redstone lamps, which require a switch. Am I right? Yeah. No, they require a redstone torch, right?
They just require power of some kind.
I think. Power.
So if you were to do this, it would be a hidden way to power it and support it. Without it having to have a torch on the side or redstone running up to it.
Right. So if it can travel vertically through a pole.
It's a very specific feature specific piece of construction.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be better if they just did redstone is able to go vertically on anything? So then you just run it up the fence? Like wiring?
Yeah, you could create a texture.
I think that would be a better idea than just making a redstone fence.
I think they're looking for something more technological, like an actual cable that's going through this thing.
But what's funny is when he was reading this, I was just thinking of like LED like fences, like just like neon green fences that could go everywhere. And I'm like, I started thinking of like rave parties and crap and all those Minecraft videos of like all the mobs dancing. And then you finish reading it. I'm like, oh, that's not what he's talking about. Oh, man.
So you kind of were in the middle of a flashback of some sort, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that happened in Vegas, right?
Yeah. It's like war, man.
It's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Oh, hey, does that make sense to that?
Huh? Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
So, yeah. I don't want a redstone bill.
Are you guys still talking about redstone?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Well, that was awesome, I think.
I think so, too. We'd have some sightings.
I know what's up next.
Oh, what is up next?
So our first video is there's a, stuff people say mean.
Yeah, stuff as in bleep.
Yeah. And so this is stuff people never say in Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
Not safe for work.
Yeah.
Never
safe for work.
Yeah.
Is that what it
what about,
is?
No,
it's what not people say. Has someone done that already? Is this
that I don't know. Yeah. But this is kind of a funny video. There's a few of them that are it's hit or miss. Some of them are funny, some of them aren't.
Yeah, it's like machinima style and it's cute.
I know what you're talking about.
It's got some funny stuff.
Yeah.
Next, somebody made a mod based on something on the show.
Yeah.
Ah.
On Chef 70.
Really?
Episode 70, Excavation Station, there was a suggestion to have a leaf armor, which would allow you to hide from the mobs. Fire Elf 15 has taken up the challenge and created a mod to do just that.
Oh, cool.
All right.
So it's like this green thing. I mean, you craft it and you put it on there and you're invisible to mobs. It's
hey, Birdie Chap's in our chat room. Hey, Birdie
Fun
Chap.
Fun fact really? About that.
Yeah, hey, we were talking about you.
Yeah, we were just talking about you earlier.
Oh, Birdie Chap. Is that the real one?
We'll see.
Spiffy.
What's up? We had
I say, my good man.
We actually used...
What do I say?
Chainmail, was it, Bash? In like the second episode?
Yeah.
And we retextured it. We retextured one type of armor as wood and one type of armor as... it was leaves, wasn't it?
Leaves, yeah.
We tried leaves, but because of the shaders, we couldn't use them, so we used wood to hide... We had a bunch of people camouflaged in the background of some shots.
Yeah,
because they had
to
do things to light trees on fire.
Light trees and stuff like that. So there were actual people in camouflage, like ghillie suits.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that shot.
In wood armor. Yeah.
Nice.
I remember that shot.
As Hobo's running through and everything's catching fire behind him because he's on fire. What was he thinking? God.
So we have another video This is called The 7 Days of Creation in Minecraft.
Which is really good. We just watched that before we came here, actually.
Yeah.
We love those guys. We're IGN bros with Crafted Movie.
Yeah, we are.
Ah, okay. Nice.
And, we're brothers!
Brothers! And the next thing we have here is Minecart Lava Boats. Right?
What? Yep. And this is a mod.
Yes.
I thought I saw that in another like compilation mod of new someone's phone's ringing. Nether mobs and stuff, and one of the things was you could kill one of the mobs, get its skin, and use it on a boat, and it would like shield you from lava.
Well, this,
I don't know whether this is the same thing.
This sounds disgusting.
This is basically allows you to take a minecart and use it as a boat in lava.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
And it gives you a 5-second immunity from fire when leaving the boat, and a 10-second immunity to fire when you start the game, just in case you logged out while you were riding across a lava in a cart.
Yeah.
And
that makes sense, yeah.
And as I've said in other shows, this makes no sense to me. Putting a person in a lake of lava in a giant cauldron does not seem like a way to keep them safe. It seems like a way to cook them and eat them.
Nice.
Maybe that's part of the mod. Maybe that's like a hidden thing.
Maybe that's their intention.
Yeah.
And we get this a lot in an excavation station, so hopefully this will suppress the amount of people that want lava boats.
Yep.
Maybe. Probably not. But there you go.
And then you like this next one.
Oh, yeah. Cooking with the Iron Golem. And this is
pig.
Colon pig. So he's cooking pig, right? This is his
okay.
Dish.
Okay.
And this was submitted by the Crystal Crow. And this is just less than a minute long. It's a machinima 3D rendered. Ooh. And it looks really nice. And it is
Bootstrap Buckaroo. Bootstrap's good.
Yeah. So that's really cool.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
And then next we have another mod called Retro NES Texture Pack. This was submitted by Welsh Pixie.
Ooh.
And this is Buffarer. Buffarer has done a great job putting together kind of a retro-looking texture pack based on the original NES color palette. And it does look very retro NES.
Definitely. It's a little loud.
Yes.
I mean, it definitely it nails the look. It's definitely works, but it's just a little crazy. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. We might.
Things were a little loud back then, man. It was the 80s.
Yeah, yes. Crazy, man. Crazy times.
11.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
And then this last one, you want to talk about that, Eric? This was really cool.
Oh, yeah. Minecraft most compact redstone clock as of today, right? There'll be another one tomorrow. There'll be like one block. But basically, Minecraft, Minecraft.net.
Trust me, tell us the time. Trust me.
Minecraft.net, the name, has produced a video demonstrating what is possibly the smallest redstone clock using a piston, a pressure plate, a block, and a boat. That's it. That's it.
Minecraft.net as in the Minecraft?
No, spelled out like D-O-T-N-E-T.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just to further confuse everyone.
So just so everyone knows how this works, okay? You take a piston and you put it face up and you put a set a boat on it, right? And then next to it, you put a block with a pressure pad on it.
My mind is already exploding.
And so the boat will trigger the pressure pad, which will then power the piston, which will push it up in the air, which will lift the boat up off of the pressure plate and remove the power. So the piston will come back down, the boat will hit the pressure plate, so it'll just sit there and go up and down in a clock fashion.
Yeah.
And you can run redstone off of the block with the pressure plate on it.
Yeah.
So
in three different directions or four different directions if you craft it right. But
great Scott.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a neat little video though, and I definitely go check it out.
Coming up with that. Well done. Holy crap.
Well done.
I were
And I don't think
hurt
we
my brain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We have, if you want to listen to some of our other shows, for those of you who listen and know our Ye Olde Republic podcast, we're kind of on a hiatus. We are going to be picking it back up soon. Brent had to step away from it, and both me and Spencer weren't able to play for a while. But I have resubbed to the game and am about to kick off episodes of Yore again soon. So if you are interested in that, That's going to be coming back soon. Also, this week on Core Elements, which is our general gaming podcast, we feature Daniel Cook of Spry Fox, who makes Triple Town and Realm of the Mad God and some other things.
We were playing crap out of that.
Yeah. So we had an interview with Daniel Cook this week on Core Elements. Well worth checking out. You can listen to any of our other shows by going to deadworkers.com/network.
And then meanwhile, we'll do some shout-outs. And shout-out to all of our...
somebody's in trouble.
Everybody in the chat room's being awesome. I wanted to shout-out to Martin in the Little Wood. Congrats on 1 year. And we should put a link in the show notes to his 1 year video.
That's a tearjerker.
Lots of folks...
It is. It'll make you cry.
Yeah. You guys gave him
cry blood.
Did you see the response video that he got from a sapling?
No.
Girl? Oh my gosh, she's like the most hardcore sapling I've ever seen. And I was like all tearing up watching it. It's like, oh my god. Martin's really changed people's lives. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah, that's okay. Cool. Yeah, so and shout out to Kay Bibbles.
K-Bibbles.
Always delivering K-Bibbles the news on time, on Monday.
Kabibs. I think he changed his name to Kabibs. Kabibs. That's his new name now.
Shish Kabib.
Shish Kabib.
Delicious.
I'm hungry now.
Me
too. So, guys, thanks for joining us. Where can people find you on the internet?
This was awesome.
They can find us on the YouTubes. On Bashiverse.
Just go to YouTube.
Just search Bashiverse, Bashcraft, Legend of Hobo. We're all on there. It's youtube.com/Bashiverse. That's us. Or Bashcraft.com. That's our community site. And you can see links to everywhere on there.
Look out for our new series, Dungeons and Ender Dragons, coming out. Episode 6 of Legend of Hobo. More news on Rune. And, of course, more news on the big feature film... zombie movie Heartland.
You're gonna forget.
You're gonna love it.
We're showing Heartland trailer soon. So
very soon.
Nice.
Well, good.
This week.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's awesome to see you guys again and hang out. And I'm sure we'll work on projects together in the near future.
Heck yeah.
So go to Twitter right now and use hashtag KBibbles and leave some messages.
That's right. KBibbles.
Get that trending. People will just be like, KBibbles?
Hate us so much.
And I guess that's it for episode 72.
Yeah,
we'll see you next week.
Peace out.
Hasta luego.
He's still a baby.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
That was fabulous, awesome, guys. Thank you so much for having us.
No problem.
You're up too much. Yeah, or say the F word a billion times and not notice.
Did we? I'm so scared.
No, I didn't hear it at all.
We talk about that all the time because we, you know, when we stream, we want to keep it PG and stuff. And every time, guaranteed, either Basher or I will say something like, dude, I can f-ing keep it f-ing clean. Like, and then we'll be like, wait, what? Yeah.
Dead Workers Party Network, the shaft that smiles back.